Hello, friends, and welcome to a golf podcast unlike any other. This is Fairway Rollin' on the Ringer Podcast Network. I am your starter, Joe House. Every week on Fairway Rollin', it is myself and our PGA Tour correspondent on the ground, Nathan Hubbard, talking all things professional golf, amateur betting, professional betting, amateur drinking, professional drinking by Birdie Buddies. If you want to hit them straight out there, please check out Fairway Rollin' every week, available on Spotify.
Welcome back to the Ringer Gambling Show. It's yours truly, Raheem Palmer, a.k.a. the Rostradamus. And as always, y'all know how it's going down. We are 51-40-1 plus $602 after our Game 2 win. We got off the snot after a horrible Game 1. Absolutely horrible Game 1. We dropped 3 units in Game 1. But we come back with the Miami Heat team total over 103.5. But the only thing that matters is what we're going to do next. So let's move on to Game 3 of the NBA Finals. We're down in South Beach right now. And I know we had the Miami Heat team total over 103.5 in Game 2. But I think this is going to be a slower paced game, much less scoring. So we're going to go with the Miami Heat. Denver Nuggets, under 214.5, full game, and Miami Heat. Denver Nuggets, first half, under 110. First things first, when we look at this series, it's been a slow-paced series. Only 91 possessions in Game 1 and 86 possessions in Game 2. One thing you have to understand about totals is that pace is the most important factor in handicapping totals, as the number of possessions impacts the amount of opportunities to score. So no matter how efficient these offenses are, if you're seeing limited possessions with the Miami Heat, they're slowing the ball, slowing the pace, walking the ball up the court, you're going to have limited opportunity to score. In Game 2, you had a total score of 219. They went over by 5 points. However, Miami Heat shot 17 to 35, 48% from behind the arc. So, I mean, they were lights out from three, and you only went over by 5 points. Nuggets had an offensive rating of 124. Heat had an offensive rating of 127. And the game still went over by 5 points. What does that tell you? This is an under series. This is an under series. Played the under. I think we should see a better defensive effort from the Denver Nuggets, who often got lost defensively in Game 2. I mean, you look at a guy like Michael Porter Jr. It sounded like Malone was just calling him out in the press game conference. What did he say? It's the NBA Finals. I shouldn't have to question effort. Sound like he was calling out Michael Porter Jr. I think we'll see a better effort here. Let's isolate that first half, though. First half under. It's 2-0 in the NBA Finals. 11-3 over the last 3 years, according to Evan Abrams from the Action Network, my former colleagues. You get the first half under in NBA Finals. Since 2005, 58-43-4. That's 57% since 2005. So the games are just, I mean, they're slow-paced games in the first half. Teams are just struggling to score. So we're going with the first half under. But I also like the full game under for the reasons why I said before. I think this is a low-scoring series. You're not going to have a lot of points here. Be clear, this is the 100th podcast presented by FanDuel. Head over to FanDuel Sportsbook right now to bet along with us all playoffs long. You can check out their great same-game parlay and same-game parlay plus options, along with their super-dope exclusive markets like first player to score 10 points, number of dunks, and even the largest comeback. It feels like we're getting this largest comeback every single night. I mean, you had the Miami Heat jump out to a 21-12 lead. You had the Denver Nuggets jump out to a 15-point lead in the second quarter. Miami Heat came back and won. So if you go to FanDuel, you can bet the largest comeback. You can get paid out handsomely. Make sure you take advantage of their great offers and boosts each and every night. So download the FanDuel app today and start making every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. 21 and up in Fresno and select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Hope is here. GamblingHelplineMA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Call 1-877-8-HOPE-NEW-YORK or text HOPE-NEW-YORK. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with the Kansas Star Casino, LLC. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG. Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 if you're in Arizona. If you're in Connecticut, call 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Kansas, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com. Louisiana, 1-877-770-STOP. Maryland, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Wyoming, call 1-800-522-4700. Or if you're in West Virginia, call 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Now, I want to give you guys some leans. I would play the Miami Heat in Game 3 if I had to play a side. I'm going to be honest with you. I would play the Miami Heat. My motto makes this game a pick 'em in Miami. In games in Denver, my motto makes this game Denver -5. The public's going to be all over Denver for good reason. They seem like the superior team. But I think you're getting some value on the Miami Heat if you choose to play them in this game. I make this line of pick-up. Miami Heat begin counted out all throughout the postseason. They've been getting counted out. I think this number is pretty wrong, if you ask me. I think this should be a pick-up. And how I'm going to approach this, honestly, is that the team who loses Game 3, I want to play them on the zigzag theory in Game 4. The team who loses Game 3, I want to play them on the zigzag theory in Game 4 because I think this series is going back to Denver tied 2-2. I truly believe that. So that's my lean on the side. I know a lot of people are going to play Denver, but I would lean towards Miami. I just can't. I can't play it. I'm going to be honest with you. I just can't do it. I think this is a really close and tough series. Now, as far as props, I don't have an official play. It's not an official play, but I think you're getting some value on Michael Porter Jr. over 7.5 rebounds plus 112 over at FanDuel. I mean, this is a guy who's 6'10". Only played about 26 minutes in game two. If he plays his full allotment of minutes, he should be able to get over that rebounding hump. But that's my lean. Obviously, Gabe Vincent is still on fire right now in this series. His over threes is 2.5. I would lean there as well. But there's no official play other than my total. So that's how it's going down. It's Raheem Palmer, a.k.a. yours truly, the Rosh Radamus. Check us out on East Coast Bias. John Jastrzemski, Joe House, yours truly, Raheem Palmer, the hundreds. Y'all know how it's going down.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower what's next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client.